Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 474 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie shares her feelings about the most recent developments in Texas A&M football, as well as happy developments in Texas A&M volleyball. I share my feelings about my recent trip to the dermatologist that involved having to get some blood taken, supposedly. And we talk about a ton of the stuff that we've been watching over the holidays. We would love for you to join us on Patreon in 2026 if you haven't done that yet. There are three levels, $5, $8, $10 levels. You can find all of that broken down on our Patreon page. But the $10 level, we're going to read through Southern Living together this next year, and it is going to be a ton of fun. As always, please feel free to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 474. We hope your holidays have been so happy so far and that your Christmas is the merriest. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I've come to you with a bit of a Christmas cold today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. You sound a little bit like you took up smoking Marlboro Reds for the holidays.
Well, there's still time for that. Don't count it out yet, Melanie. But I did, as I told you earlier, I've been very prideful in 2025 about just the functioning of my immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I haven't had any upper respiratory distress, and which usually, you know, kicks in the spring at least once. And nonetheless, I have come down with a cold, and Alex came home from college with a cold. I don't know if I got it from him. I don't know if I picked it up somewhere. I've been, like, you know, the champion of the hand washers, but nonetheless, I have contracted some sort of congestion situation. So we'll do the best we can.
Listen, tis the season. Here's what I'm going to say. I think that y'all probably all think I'm going to start with a rant about A&M football, and I'm coming with that in a minute. But okay, what I'm going to start with my rant with today is about all these yard guys with their leaf blowers. Because I have been sitting here for the better part of 4 hours this morning.
Yeah.
And listen, the neighbors across the street have their yard guy here. Caddy corner to us has the next door. We have everybody. It's Monday is yard guy day. But what I'm going to say is at some point, y'all, you can't just keep blowing these leaves around. You're going to have to pick them up and bag them. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, we're blowing them over here and then they're blowing them over here. And I just wanted to go out. I mean, I thought, well, this is where I am. Merry Christmas, everyone. Shut up. Turn off the freaking leaf blowers and get a rake the way they used to back in the 90s. What are we doing? Gah. It is just my nervous system is on edge. They're going to be like, what pushed you over the edge? Or I'd be like, the leaf blowers.
The leaf blowers. I think we're all in a really perilous state. I would imagine we're all in a really perilous state with our nervous systems right now for a variety of reasons. This could differ from household to household.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have thought a lot this Christmas, and it has not been my merriest Christmas in my heart, right?
Yes, yes.
But I just have thought a lot about the emotional, logistical burden that many of us carry this time of year. Mm-hmm. The way that we know all the times that certain things are happening and what needs to happen for those things to happen.
Yes.
But nobody else really in our homes has to get involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that'll send me over a cliff. And then just I don't know, everything starts to feel like an imposition. And this is not how we should approach the holiday season, I don't feel like. Like, I feel like I keep reminding myself to be grateful, mm-hmm. to have a heart of compassion and care. This is what I want to do. But I am so easily annoyed right now, and it's kind of getting on my nerves. Like, I'm getting on my nerves.
Well, I think, too, when you don't feel good, it adds to it. I think for me, it was just the leaf blower was the thing this morning. Every Monday it gets on my nerves, but today it just felt excessive. And listen, the leaves are right now are terrible.
Yes,
they're terrible. I mean, they are, because it's like finally fall in Texas right here in time for Christmas. So the leaves are everywhere. But I just kept thinking, at some point, it's just so counterintuitive that we're just blowing leaves hither and yon.
Well, this is a metaphor, right? This is a metaphor. Again, for many, many things.
Yes.
But we blow the leaves from one yard into the next, mm-hmm. From one property line across the other, you know, and there's still just as many leaves.
And they're just leaves. I mean, at some point, there's only so many places they can go. That's not disappearing into thin air, you know? So... Yeah.
This is a very philosophical discussion, I have to say. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, so listen. So with that, we will pivot to Aggie football. Actually, you know what I'm going to say first? Congratulations to our women's Aggie volleyball national champs.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm going to start with glass half full. I am so thrilled for these girls. They beat 3 number one seeds on their way to winning the national championship, and didn't just beat them in 3 straight sets, like played with just a fire and a vengeance. And like, I saw a statistic thing yesterday that said we had a less than 1% chance of winning the national championship when the Sweet 16 started.
But you know what a less than 1% chance is? It's a chance, Melanie.
It's a chance. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say there's so many great stories here. There's Logan Lednicki, who came in as a freshman, and her dad, she's a 4th-generation Aggie, and all she wanted was to be able to play for the Aggies. There's Kendall Stowers, who had been on medical leave and thought she would never play again because she'd had concussions.
God bless her. Yeah.
I know. I mean, like, took a year off. I mean, transferred to A&M, and she's, you know, she was the player of the game. I mean, just amazing. Like, just what an incredible story. Totally made my day yesterday. I got up Sunday because I'd been in College Station, and I drove home because I was like, I want to be able to focus on volleyball. I need some Aggie sports joy in my life, and the volleyball girls provided it. And listen, how do you not love this team? I just love them. They're just the best.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Now, on a football note, what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I got to College Station on Friday. It was really fun. We went to Chicken Oil with Honey and Big and a whole big group. Our friend Christy Crawford met us there, with some of her friends, and we had a great time. We went over to Honey and Big's. Jackson and his girlfriend Callie were in. They had a bunch of friends over. Caroline ended up coming over. So we had a whole house full. It was super fun. We were all excited. We were like, gosh, remember this time last year? It just felt like utter despair. And here we are. And then game day was there, and Pat McAfee and all the hype and everything else. And then wah, wah, wah. Yeah. So what I am going to expand my wish list, because what I said at the beginning of this season was if we could make the playoffs, that would be amazing. And that felt like a real stretch goal. So I don't listen to me when I say the fact that this team went 11-2 and made the playoffs in Mike Elko's second season was amazing. And I still, listen, I think Coach Elko's our guy. I think he's going to get us there. My wish for next season is that at some point, College Station and Texas A&M and Caulfield would be on a national stage when we don't poop the bed. That's what I'm going to say. That's all I want.
Yeah.
So it just feels like all that hype, and it's like, and then that was it. Like, it just felt like,
The end.
That was it. That was it. It felt like Johnny Manziel flaking on game day and not showing up was a metaphor for the whole day.
Like, it did. Honestly, it felt like a little bit of foreshadowing.
It did.
And, you know, I know according to his social media yesterday, he had his reasons. That's not mine to judge. Mm-hmm. But
Jackson, I judged. It wasn't mine to judge, but I judged.
But Jackson texted me after y'all's game, and he was like, I don't know whether to be furious or just to think like, well, how great that the Aggies made it that far. And I said, as a Mississippi State fan, I just want to tell you that last thing's going to be a safer bet. Like, it's just, it's a frustrating road, but you did make it really far.
We did.
What I longed for in that game was
a touchdown, was an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, I did. I longed for a more inventive offensive scheme. Yes. I thought at one point that it was like watching both of our teams that were coached by Jackie Sherrill with the just sheer determination to run up the middle.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. And listen, Marcel Reed had some great scrambles, but the thing about a scramble is it's not designed, you know?
No.
It's just a thing that happens. Also, the fact that the wind was such a factor felt almost biblical.
It did.
It felt like there were other forces at work and at play. On the whole, for me, the college football playoff weekend was a big, like, womp womp.
I totally agree. I mean, the best game ended up being Alabama-Oklahoma.
Yep.
On Friday night. I mean, that was the most exciting game because it was, and listen, I felt so bad for OU because when you're up 17-0, you kind of feel like we've got this thing in hand.
And yes.
Spoiler alert, they did not. Have it in hand. And then our game, which I just felt like, and that's what we all said, it was like if you had told us, hey, Miami's only going to score 10 points, you would feel like, oh, we're going to win that game. Like, we'll win that game. But no, because we could not get in the end zone.
No.
And so, listen, we're obviously going to have some offensive changes because Colin Klein is leaving. But I'm like, can we not? I just kept thinking, like, I would rather see us play like we played in the second half of South Carolina. Like, lights out. Let's take some risks. Let's have some gambles. Let's do something. But that just was frustrating. It was so frustrating. And so anyway, there was that. And then, I mean, Ole Miss and Tulane was exactly what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
James Madison and Oregon was exactly what we thought it would be. And I just think, you know, for all that I am opposed to ChatGPT, they would have done a better, ChatGPT would have chosen a better playoff than what we had.
Watching the Tulane Ole Miss game, I just thought there's a point where, congratulations Tulane for making it that far.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. But when you see that matchup, you just think these two things are not the same.
No.
And we do not have teams that are equally yoked. And that makes it not fun. That's like watching a pre-conference game as opposed to watching something that is for the national championship potentially. It didn't feel like there were any, I mean, there were stakes for sure.
Yes.
But it did not feel exciting.
No.
And that's not nothing against the kids who played in the games. It's just the matchups didn't feel ideal.
No.
For whatever
reason. They just weren't good. Now, I do think next round will be better. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think going into New Year's Eve, Gully and I decided to take our solace in the fact that the Aggies have saved us thousands of dollars
thousands
on travel.
Of dollars. You made so much money in that loss. You really did. I mean,
we did. Uh-huh. We did. I mean, the fact that, because like New Year's Eve, guess what? I don't have to worry about, am I going to Dallas? I'm not. I'm going to be sitting on my couch, you know?
That's
and
right.
So it's all good. I'll be sitting on my couch watching, you know, Ohio State and Miami play. And so there's that. But, you know, it is what it is. But I will say, when I got home yesterday, Aggie volleyball soothed my heart. It was super exciting. I cried. It's just that thing of, you know, when you've been a sport parent, and for me, watching the moms and the people in the stands,
you're
like, to watch your kid do this, like, that this is everything they've been training for and working for, and to hit it at that level, I just, man, what a moment. What Coach Morrison has done is just amazing. And so I'm wearing my Aggie sweatshirt today in honor of the Aggie volleyball girls.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I know that means a lot to them.
Well, my weekend was not nearly as exciting as yours because, as we have mentioned, I had a bit of a cold.
But
I just sat here and breathed through my mouth, you know. I watched a lot of football. I watched a lot of television. But before any of that, I haven't talked to you to tell you, I had to go to the dermatologist on Thursday.
Oh.
Because, you know, as you know, Melanie, I have psoriasis.
And, yes.
And I take medicine for my psoriasis, but because I take medicine for it, I have to get blood work done every year with my dermatologist just to make sure that everything looks good. I don't know if there's some parameters that you have to hit in order to be on the, I don't know. I just know I go and they draw my blood.
Yeah.
So, but last year when I went, I said, hey, I have my like annual checkup with my, internist. So can we just like, can you just use that blood? And they were like, yes, if you will get this particular test run, you can just do that. And so that's what I did. But this year, my checkup is not, I think, until February, maybe. So I said, I'll just go ahead and do it today. And it's the end of the year. It should be fine with insurance, whatever.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to tell you that I learned for sure in the dermatologist's office on Thursday. I waited for probably 15 minutes for somebody to come in and take my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And when the person who came in to take my blood looked as if she were roughly Alex's age, I thought, I don't feel great about it. I have veins that are deep anyway, now at my internist place, I put my arm out, they stick the needle in, get that blood. Like they have been at this for some time, but, I thought, I don't feel good about it. And what the next 20 minutes turned out to be.
Oh no.
With the tourniquets and the tapping and the going to the other arm and then getting in my arm and actually not hitting the vein. I left and finally I said, you know, I think I'm good. I think if the doctor can wait until February, I'll just get them to do that test when I have my checkup with my internist. I'm going to need from here on out, anybody who takes my blood, I have these qualifications. I would prefer that they're a smoker. I would prefer that they have lived long enough to cultivate a habit with cigarettes, that they have been outside right before they've come in to help me to light one up for the 7th or the 20th time of the day. Young people don't smoke cigarettes. And so I need somebody who's old enough to be a smoker.
Okay.
That's committed to it.
That's a good bar. That's a good.
Thank you. I feel good about it. I would not mind if it's somebody who has worked in an ER, some kind of triage situation, maybe been on an EMT crew for a while, like somebody who's really dealt with high level medical things so that taking blood is like the girl who was trying to get mine and she was darling, but she ended up going to get her friend who she said was better at it.
Oh no.
And so I had the two of them talking back and forth, you know, as the young people do. And I just, as Aretha's husband Arch said, I just needed somebody who would live through some things, you know, like I needed somebody who, maybe whose voice sounds like mine does now, you know, I needed that. And it was terrible. I was so nauseated when I left because, you know, just the needle digging around in the arm is.
Oh, I can't. No, it's making me like I'm having to put my head between my knees. I have such a, that is one of those weird phobias that I have. Yes. And I think it goes back to like years ago after when I had that molar pregnancy, I had to go get my blood taken every week for, I think, like 6 months.
Yeah.
And so now it literally is the thing that can send me just, I can just get undone. Like I will avoid things because I don't want to have my blood taken. Like it just, I have such a phobia about it. So this whole situation has made me decide basically that I don't believe in Western medicine on any level and nobody ever needs to see my blood again for any reason.
Well, I'm going to have to keep on keeping on in this particular instance so that I can manage the psoriasis, but I need somebody on the verge of retirement.
Yes.
To be the person who takes my blood. Or maybe somebody who was a nurse for 35 years misses the field and comes back to, you know, just to kind of pitch in a couple of days a week in the dermatologist's office. I'm gonna need some age and some experience there.
The problem is I think especially in a dermatologist office, that's not a regular part of the job. You know what I mean? Like it's not like the whole because I will tell you, like on the nursing thing, you know who takes blood like a champ? Niva. I mean, listen, she can get that needle and get your blood and do the whole thing to do that PRP. And I don't even know that it's happened. Like it's wizardry, but it's somebody who's done it for a lot of years and like knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
But I think if it's not part of your, oh golly, I just.
So I called staff when I left and it was probably, I mean, it was probably 2 p.m. and I knew she was home. And Casey was in Clemson for Ashby's graduation. And so I called Steph and I said, hey, are you home? And she said, yeah. And I said, I'm going to have to go find some soup.
Yeah.
I'm so nauseated. I hadn't had anything to eat all day. And I needed something to kind of settle my stomach. And I said, will you meet me? And so she came and met me. And I also drank some tea. Like I had to reset a little bit.
Yeah.
And I love my dermatologist. This is no dig against my dermatologist's office. It's just, like you said, this is not a part of their day to day.
No.
And so, I was glad to get out of there. I was glad to keep it moving and get on out of there.
Mm-hmm. What we did Thursday, which I thought about you because you would have loved it. So Perry and I met our friends, Kat and Dave, and we did Christmas at Jazz Texas was Thursday night.
What a dream.
Let me tell you, that show is so good. They do such a great Christmas show. It's the perfect thing to put you in the festive season. It was really the last night it was going to be even remotely cool. And so that was enjoyable. It felt seasonal. And the Pearl Brewery is so beautifully lit and decorated this time of year. And the food, I got the mushroom ravioli. It was delicious. They have the best shrimp cocktail, which I know is the most random, but Perry and I were like, I don't know what it is, but it's like so good because the shrimp is so
It is fresh. So good. I got that when we went back in October. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious. And then, but I laughed because we got down, Perry and I got down there early and we went, so behind the Hotel Emma and all of that is the Pullman Market.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about this. I thought about this the other day because I was so, wowed by that place when we went to Jazz Texas. And I ask you, like, do you ever come here?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And I forget about it because it's just not part of my like normal thing. But we had time to kill and Perry's like, do you want to go walk through the Pullman Market? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And y'all, it's like this really cool like gourmet market, but it has all these different sections. Like they have like a dried flower section with all these herbs. They have like fresh local produce. They have, I'm going to tell you that Perry, I think he may start making weekly visits just to their fish market because he was so enamored. He and I don't know what you call the guy, the fishmonger. He and that guy, they had a whole, because what they had was a whole huge grouper with like some sort of other fish in its mouth, which shrimp. It was like a whole display. And Perry was like, I need you to tell me about how this works. Like, how do I get a fillet of that grouper? And then they had tile fish, which apparently is, so if you may not know this, one of the more delicious fishes you can get, according to Perry. And so after Christmas, we're going to go get tile fish and cook that. But just the assortment of the stuff and the wine and the sections, I was like, okay, I'm going to start coming here like once a week. It was
the skincare. They had such great skincare stuff.
Yes. There. Like so many natural things. They've got a whole pasta bar with like homemade pastas. They also have some little restaurants where you can eat and order food there. I don't know. It's like a little jewel in my own town that I have just kind of, I forget about it. So,
I'm so glad y'all went back because I saw something on television this past week that reminded me of how it looks inside. And I thought about it and I just thought, I wonder if Melanie's been back since, you know, that night that Retha and my sister and I walked through there. And, you know, I love any kind of bougie grocery store. Sign me up. I would like to, I'd like to walk your aisles. I'd like to peruse your wares. I love it.
Yeah. They have some great stuff. And I thought I was going to have to go today because you know what dawned on me? So Christmas has kind of gotten away from me because of the football and all that stuff being so late. Today, it dawned on me when I got up this morning to do my streams in the desert. I was like, it's December 22nd. Like I'm supposed to be making cinnamon roll dough today. I haven't made Chex Mix. I haven't made eggnog. And then it dawned on me because I had overordered on my Ladyfingers like 2 years ago. I'd had tons of them in the freezer. And I was like, I'm out of Ladyfingers. I'm out.
So what's going to happen? What are you going
to
do?
Well, I was in a full panic because I thought, well, after we get done doing this today, I'm going to have to go to 47 stores and look for ladyfingers that are so hard to find. But then I'm going to tell you that my mother-in-law just emailed me and said, Melanie, because she just moved to a new place. And she said, I don't know why I thought I was going to be able to make dessert for Christmas. I have too much going on. I have 2 dozen ladyfingers. Would you like them?
Oh, look at the Lord.
It's a Christmas miracle is what it is.
Christmas miracle. It certainly is. Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you where my mindset is. I was like, Perry's just going to have to eat that pudding and put a Nello wafer in it. Because yeah. I can't live my whole life about these ladyfingers right now. But yeah. it's all going to work out.
Yeah. Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to tell you about some of the things that I watched from my chair. Over the course of the long weekend.
Yes, while you nursed your cold.
I did. I watched all of Owning Manhattan, the Netflix show that's Ryan Serhant. I don't know how to say his last name, Serhant. There was a season last year that I watched, and so season 2 of that came out. It's just like 6 episodes, but it's mindless fun. Mm-hmm. I watched that. I've watched the 2 most recent episodes of the Taylor docuseries.
Oh, okay. I have not yet.
Delightful. Just
I can't wait.
Delightful. There are so many leadership takeaways from this one.
Okay.
When you see Taylor and the way she responds to her dancer, Wiley, it's fantastic.
I can't
wait. But here's what I've noticed about Taylor that tickles me. Mm-hmm. And it's really standing out to me as I watch the episodes is every time Taylor gets out of a car, she has a little purse with her. She has like a little shoulder bag.
She does love a purse.
She loves a purse. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel like by and large, I mean, if people carry a purse now, I feel like they're either, you know, especially on television, they're very, you know, Birkin happy with what they carry, or maybe they have like a bigger tote-ish bag situation, like a Neverfull or whatever. But Taylor just has a little shoulder strap Dior bag. Mm-hmm. And it delights me. Like she always has to grab her purse and it's got a skinny strap. It's very old school, her purse.
It is. And it's kind of fascinating because I'm like, you're surrounded by people. So like, I bet she isn't looking for her debit card very often. No, you know what I'm saying?
What's in there? I want to know what she's got in there. Does she have like a lip balm she likes? Does she keep a brush, a lipstick?
Yeah.
Does she have a wallet or does she even have to carry her own money? I don't know.
But is it like, it's fascinating because I always used to think the same thing. Queen Elizabeth always had a purse.
Yes, always had a purse.
Why is she carrying a purse? What's in there? But I thought because she's like your grandma. She had a pack of Kleenex. She had probably some certs in there.
Some double mint gum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but that is true. If you never see Taylor, very rarely, without her little purse when she's...
It makes me happy.
Yeah.
Then I watched on Netflix, there's the show My Next Guest with David Letterman. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen all the seasons of it, but on his newest season, I haven't watched the one with Adam Sandler yet, but he has an episode with Jason Bateman that is just so enjoyable.
Okay.
And then he has an episode with Michael B. Jordan that is equally enjoyable. These are just 2 people I haven't heard interviewed a ton. So I loved hearing what they had to say. And Michael B. Jordan, I didn't realize how, I think because, you know, my first introduction to him was Friday Night Lights. Other people had seen him even earlier on The Wire. Like, I still maybe think of him as being the kid who was on Friday Night Lights, which was a while ago. But man, he is very like methodical and driven and he likes to cook. I was so intrigued by him. It was delightful. And I think David Letterman's a great interviewer. So that was fun. And then yesterday I started to watch, which I feel like I know this story pretty well because I've listened to podcasts and I've watched documentaries, but there's a show on Hulu that came out this summer that's called, the Murdoch murder or something. I can't remember the name.
Okay.
But it's about the Murdochs in South Carolina and Patricia Arquette plays the mom. And then an actor named Jason Clark, I think he's Australian. He plays the dad and it's so good. It's actually so good. So it's called Murdoch Death in the Family. And They are both so good, but their accents are so good. And you know,
that's high praise. That's high praise.
I'm very picky about a Southern accent. I think a South Carolina accent's even more difficult.
Yeah.
And so their accents are so good. And Gerald McCraney's in it, which, as you know, I enjoy Gerald McCraney.
Well, because ever since y'all hung out together at the SEC baseball tournament.
I think it's really good. And I'm probably going to watch a little bit more of it this afternoon as I wrap. It was fantastic. So I caught up a little bit on, you know, you kind of know there's different stuff that you want to watch and you just don't. Yeah. The Murdoch show has been one of those for me, but the Hudsons are officially back in business with every streaming provider. We have okay, officially,
well, it's what happens.
We've worked them all back in at this point. The HBO Max was last man standing and David got it a couple of days ago. So we're back. So,
yeah, it's kind of inevitable. I had to go over last week. My dad called me and they have Apple TV. They have an older TV, but they have Apple TV to get their streaming services. And so Amazon Prime is there, but he no longer liked, apparently they had done some sort of update and he wanted to know if I could somehow come and reset his Amazon Prime to where his search bar was back at the top.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tell you.
That gives me anxiety.
Here's what makes it difficult. When people don't know their Apple password, you know what I mean? When you're trying to reset their Apple TV and then just to realize, like, I think this is just an update that Amazon did and your TV is just old enough that it's not, this is how it is formatted on your TV. And there's really no amount of putting in your password or trying to reset your password that's going to help. And then when you add in that the code's getting texted and he's like, where is the code? I turned on last night after the volleyball game. I was like, I need something just kind of mindless. I was wrapping presents, so I just wanted something that was easy. So I listen, against my better judgment, and this is just where I am, I turned on Love, Megan, her holiday special. I was curious because I had seen her, I'd seen enough clips on it on Instagram where they were like, if you have to give someone a bottle of wine, we wrap it in the Japanese, just go to get a silk scarf at the whatever. And I was like, I can't look away.
Right. You had to see it for yourself.
It is.
Just like sometimes I have to go to the news, but I know what it's going to do to me. I know what it's going to do to me.
Uh-huh. It's like, you know what I was? It's the way I get on Mabel, because she just walks up to Piper and just starts growling at her. Like, I'm like, don't look at her. It's going to make you angry. Like, don't. And sure enough, you know what I did? I stared straight at it. And you know what it did? Made me angry.
Made you angry.
If there is anybody who's just is pleased with herself and just is going to explain some things to us common folk about the way. And I'm going to tell you what set me off. And this is the dumbest, is at one point, listen, she had Will Gadara on, who wrote Unreasonable Hospitality, which she really was explaining to him what unreasonable hospitality looks like. But did I watch the whole thing? I did. I watched the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When I tell you, I just want to say, I'm just going on the record. When I tell you that I felt like I needed to be mad about something, so I watched a White House press conference.
Yeah.
You can just know that I decided I was going to take a dose of your medicine. Mm-hmm. Now, I do get it, because sometimes it feels good to just to watch something you know you're not going to like.
Yeah.
I almost started watching the new season of Emily in Paris or Paris for this very reason this past weekend. But I thought, why am I going to do that to myself? I'm on the edge of an emotional cliff as is.
Yeah.
It's going to send me over the precipice. But there's a point where you think, well, that'd be a good way to go, I reckon. You know, like if I'm just going to bottom out. I'm gonna let Emily and Perry be the thing that sends me. I have not told you that this is not anything about a hate watch, but when we watched the Wake Up Dead Man movie, on Netflix, we got Alex's, because you know we've never had a big television in our living room. We've always had a smaller TV in there. It's kind of like sort of like the backup television. You know, if we're all crammed in the den, or like Suzanne and I go in there a lot when they're over here, and we'll watch something if David and Barry are in the den. Mm-hmm. And so we got Alex's big television that he brought home from his house in Homewood and put it on the hearth, and we watched the movie. And I was like, this is great. Like, it's great having a big television in here. It's fun. Like, yeah, there's so much more room to sit down in here. And so David said, I think full of hope, he said, so are you saying you would finally want to put a television over the fireplace? And I said, I don't think I'd mind anymore, because I've always resisted it.
Yeah.
He had a tape measure within 35 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know this, but Best Buy's coming to your house today.
Oh, no. He's already ordered it. He had a tape measure. He said, we can go this big. We're going to need a sound bar, all the things. Yeah. So that is going to be, it won't be here for a little bit. He's not exactly sure when it's going to get here, but he has ordered a television. He has ordered a sound bar. He has ordered the mounting kit that you have to put up there. And then he'll have to get somebody to come install it, because I think it's going to be bigger than I realize. But I really did. I kind of had a moment. I've always wanted the living room to be, you know, like the pretty room.
Yeah.
I was like, why not? I mean, we have Alex and Jackson are here a lot. Suzanne and Barry are over here a lot. Why not be in a space? We all just cram in that little den off the kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
Why not have a big TV and the whole thing? So
I agree. Listen, houses are for living. You know
houses
what I'm
are
saying?
For living. So he's been so excited though. The research. If he told me he had made a spreadsheet, it would not surprise me. The specifications have been exact, and it's going to be a big one. But this is the
kind of moment he's created for, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Yes, And I said, well, because, you know, we used to have this whole point of contention where I was like, I don't want speakers in my living room. And I was like, we need speakers. And he said, you would really do speakers? And I said, I don't care. We can do speakers. We can do a sound system up in the ceiling if you want to. And he said, I really feel like the sound bar is going to be adequate. And I said, okay, that's great.
All right.
But that's one of those things where like I get credit for offering, you know,
even if
he's not taking me up on it. So.
Oh, for sure. No, you got to go with that. Yeah, you got to go with that. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get to five favorites, I have one question. Have you noticed over the last like 2 weeks, speaking of Amazon reformatting stuff, have you noticed that now when you pull up your Amazon that Rufus, the AI guy, pulls up in a sidebar and wants to start suggesting stuff to you? Is that happening to you?
Let me look. If it is, you know, I'm so wary of, I just have a button up at the top that says Rufus.
Well, somehow Rufus has decided to get all in my business.
Oh, you can close the sidebar, Melanie.
Oh, you can close it, but then it pops back open. Like I close it because I'm like, no, Rufus, I'm ordering my Mary Ruth's turmeric. I'm good. And then I click away from that. And then Rufus is like, I see that you were looking for a whatever. Here you go. Rufus and I are going, you want to talk about Megan getting on my nerves. It's nothing on Rufus because Rufus needs to go away. And I keep looking like, how can I permanently shut down Rufus? But it's like, I can close him out. But then he's like, oh, I see you're looking for a pillow. And I'm like,
oh, Rufus is coming in close.
Coming in close and making suggestions to me.
Oh, no.
No, I do not care for this world. I do not care.
Maybe
for this.
You need to log out and then give it and clear your cache on used to clear our cache for everything on our computers.
Yes.
Just need to clear the cache.
Maybe
I don't even
know
how
it.
To clear cache now.
No.
But maybe you need to do something. Maybe you need to try to outrun Rufus a little bit.
Maybe
I'm very
so.
Sorry.
I don't need Rufus getting in and offering his advice. I know what I'm looking for on Amazon. How to search my options. I don't need you to pop up and tell me about a different blanket than the one I'm trying to order, Rufus.
No. Now, I did just see, though, when I opened Amazon, what it has suggested for me is, you know, I love Cholula hot sauce. It's my favorite of the hot sauces. Mm-hmm. And they have a Cholula chili crisp now, and I'm about to order it.
I
love a chili crisp. I didn't know Cholula had one, but add to cart. That's a good suggestion, Amazon.
That sounds, listen, when we went to Chicken Oil on Friday night, which is a burger place, where you ordered the counter, but I got the Death Burger, which is Tabasco and jalapenos. It was so good, but that Tabasco was unbelievable.
There's not, when I started to get sick, I made a pot of spicy hamburger soup because I felt like I needed spice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it somehow it alleviates the pressure in your head, or at least yeah. will make your, make some things move around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I jacked that stuff up. I mean, I got after the spicy part of it. And David said before he fixed his bowl, he said, "Is it super spicy?" And I said, "I don't think so." And sure enough, he started to sweat. It was so spicy. Uh-huh. Like it was, it made, yeah. but I love spice. Just set it all yeah. on fire with the spice for me.
It's good stuff. Oh, I have one more thing that I have to say, because I talked about Christy meeting us at Chicken Oil, and I texted you this. Christy had gone to New York the weekend before, and she brought us the butter service. She brought home the butter service from New yes. York and brought us butter back to Honey and Biggs for us to try.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, it was delicious. I mean, delicious. I'm sure it's not the same as being in the restaurant with the stuff, but that butter, I totally get what you're saying, because we put it on. She had brought some sourdough. She didn't, I mean, obviously she didn't travel with the bread and stuff, but she had bought some fresh sourdough. Delicious.
Yeah.
So
she texted me from New York and said that she had gotten the rest of the butter service to go. Mm-hmm. She had put it in the refrigerator in her hotel room and put her purse in the refrigerator so she wouldn't leave it.
Yeah.
And so when she told me, she texted me that morning and said, the day before, we're headed to College Station. I don't know if we'll get to get a Honey and Biggs, but butter service is going with me. And uh-huh. yeah. I thought, oh, if it should make it, what a treat uh-huh. that is. It's just
and it did.
Delicious.
It was delicious. Okay. So on that note, is it time for five favorites? Is NyQuil one of your five favorites this week?
My first five favorite is a honey lemon cough drop. Not really. My first favorite this week is something my brother actually told me about. We all in my family of origin, dry skin is a whole thing, particularly when mm-hmm. it gets colder. And so my brother and my sister and I have been texting back and forth about just different things. I've, of course, recommended Osea. I have given them both Hummingbird Farms, like, you know, just yes. anything to help with the dry skin. Anyway, he told me about this soap. It's called True Remedy Soap, because Mama used to put us in a tub full of carry oil. Do you remember carry oil back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
But that's, you know, I mean, I guess there's still carry oil. But anyway, he was saying, I really love this soap. And it's a tea tree oil body wash with all kinds of coconut oil and olive oil and all this stuff. It's so refreshing because it's got peppermint in it. But it's not like the Trader Joe's tea tree oil soap that kind of makes you think you can run a marathon. You know,
yes,
this
yes.
is milder. And this is also very moisturizing. It's not real lathery. It's okay. just, but it feels so good. If somehow it makes your skin feel very clean, but also very soft. And I love it.
Oh.
So, and I'd never heard of it until he recommended it. But if anybody else is dealing with dry skin, this is a thumbs up from me.
Okay.
So,
that's good to know.
Yes. Very, very helpful this time of year. Second thing, Casey was the first person to bring this to my attention. I've actually, I have one of these for my sister for Christmas. She won't listen mm-hmm. to this, so she won't know, but it's a sleeveless long puffer vest. This is the cutest thing. It's the cutest little.
Oh, it is cute.
Number. And I got it for my sister in gray. Casey, I think, has it in a couple of colors. But, you know, sometimes, Casey and I've talked about this, sometimes you just don't want to fool with sleeves.
No,
like, or if you have on a sweatshirt, and then you got to get the sweatshirt sleeves mm-hmm. or the sweater sleeves and a coat. But this is, it's long, so it keeps, I like things that keep the back of my knees warm. It's long, it's got a hood, it's super cute on. I love it. And I think it's a great
yeah.
option, especially if you're working out, or like if you're walking outside, this is such a great top layer. So mm-hmm. anyway, I just wanted to pass that along.
Real cute.
Yes. Uh-huh. I have ordered the blue one for myself.
Okay.
But anyway, I just think they're a really cute option for outerwear. So do with that what you will.
That is really cute. When I look at the extended forecast currently for Texas, I put a hold on ordering all winter wear.
It's damp here. It's not cold, okay, but it's very damp.
Okay.
So we could still get away with this. Third thing, when we did have movie night in the living room, I realized on one of my chairs, there was I still don't know what it was. It looked like it was ketchup or something on the side. And I'm gonna put the blame on that, on some 20-something-year-old guys being feels in that right room. Mm-hmm. But my Folex that I love, I couldn't get the stain out.
Oh.
And so, which I feel like that's a pretty good indicator because Folex is great.
Yeah.
But this, I hate the name of it, but I'm just going to say it anyway. This Miss Mouth's, God, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Messy Eater Stain Treater, which I think is really designed for the parents of toddlers to be able to, you know, get stains out. This is a great stain remover. And okay, so this works great on fabric. Not that I have any kind of super fancy fabric in my living room, but it was helpful in terms of getting that stain out. So wanted to pass that along.
Good to know.
And then I'm really captivated, intrigued, in love with this trend where we're wearing big beads. Kind of Barbara Bush style, you know, like I like the big statement necklace, and I have seen some really pricey ones that I've been tempted to buy, which is why I was really happy to see this starter version on Amazon.
Yes.
I ordered the turquoise. It is $12.99. It is what as cute as it is cute as it can be.
It's so cute.
Isn't it cute? And it's got it's got enough dimension to it where it doesn't just look like turquoise plastic beads. You know, it's got some variety. It's on me, like if I fasten it on the last thing, it's still like neckline length, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, but so cute. Like, put this on with a white shirt, with a black shirt, and suddenly to me, it just elevates everything. Comes in tons of colors, so you can, if somebody's gotten their colors done, they can really play to their strengths there. But I was on the verge of ordering like an expensive jade version of this when I found Amazon, and I thought, you know, how about we just go with that? There is a jade version, just a green, that's on Amazon if somebody wants to try that. But anyway, I love it. I think it's so cute.
Okay. That is, it's really cute. I really like the green.
I do too. I love the green.
Okay, that is really cute.
But if you look, there's on the bottom row, go all the way to the left, there's a gemstone necklace emerald, and it's also got a little bit more dimension to it than just the straight up green does.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Love that. Okay. These are real cute. Yeah.
And they're less than $15. So what's not to love?
And then
my final thing, and I don't even know. Oh, sorry. That was my phone. I don't even know if this is on sale anymore. We're going to find out when we click on the link. But this is Aerie's Light Candy crew neck sweater. I've mentioned before that I have really embraced the crew neck sweater trend lately. Mm-hmm. I like a crew neck sweater with a collared shirt underneath that makes me feel like I'm in junior high again. But not really, but kind of. And so I'd gotten the red, and I loved wearing the red so much that I ordered the navy. This is, it's kind of a chenille. It's oversized.
I love a chenille sweater.
I know. And a chenille sweater will take you back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like a chenille sweater will make you hearken back to those earlier days of the 2000s, right there at the beginning, you know?
Yes.
And I just, it's so comfortable. It's the perfect length for jeans, but also if you went a size up, you could wear it with leggings. So I love it, and I'm real happy to have it incorporated here into my winter wardrobe, and I'm probably going to wear it tonight when we go do our Christmas with the Mixons and the Keyneses. So it's on sale for $29 American. So
listen, that is enjoy a great everyone. Deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, well, those are great favorites to round us out right here before Christmas. I cannot believe it's Christmas this week.
I can't either. But here we are. Here we are.
I mean,
so we'll be back next week with a Christmas, I guess a Christmas roundup wrap up situation.
Yeah. Well, because you know what we have coming up? Big night at the Shankles is Christmas night when we get to watch 3 episodes of Stranger Things.
That's right.
But not the finale, not the finale. So
that's what, because they'll be watching, David and Alex will be watching here. And then the finale, I told you, they're going to the theater on New Year's Day to watch. So,
yeah. So at least we won't have to deal with Steve Harrington dying on Christmas. I hope. Lord willing.
Is that, I don't know who the people are, but is that something that's supposed to happen?
I don't know if it's supposed to happen. People, they've hinted at it. Caroline and I have decided that we think they have hinted at it so much that they're just trying to make you afraid, but that they would never actually do that. He's beloved. Okay. He's beloved.
Okay.
So anyway.
Well, I hope he's okay. I hope he's, I hope he comes out on the other side of Christmas better than ever.
I mean, we don't know what Vecna's going to do. So we don't know. So I know it's like I'm speaking a foreign language.
It does. It does. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Boo Vecna. Boo.
Yes.
Vecna. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye, y'all.